everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Cold Case Murder Mini. Today we're going to take a quick look back to November 1963 and an event that is still shrouded in mystery. Its truth perhaps silenced in the heart of its deceased subject. And that person we're talking about is Lee Harvey Oswald's assassin Jack Ruby, a 52-year-old Dallas nightclub owner known for rubbing elbows with some characters in the fringe of society, including mobsters, dancers doubling as prostitutes, and other shady characters. For the most part, however, he just wanted to be seen in front of the camera, posing with mob figures like Sam Giancana to elevate his ego. But he really wasn't one of them. He was the type of guy to own a gun and never use it. Until one day he did. Without warning. And for the whole world to see. Yet, we're still asking this question. Why? And we have to wonder if his motivation wasn't what I just described. He was a wannabe, one who overcompensated to fit in. That's why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Whether he was involved in a conspiracy or not is actually irrelevant to assessing his motivation. He was trying to make a lasting impression. And that he did well. Yet he was not acting upon the orders of the mafia, and committed this crime alone. But how could I possibly know this in the absence of a definitive conclusion related to fact? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Again, I hate to beat a dead horse on my show, but we have to get back to parallels and how they're the currency of understanding in the universe. Basically, I believe Jack Ruby disclosed the true nature and origin of this crime with one simple decision: where he aimed the gun. You see, Jack was the type of dude you couldn't invite to mom's house for dinner, and also wouldn't be invited to a gathering at a mobster's home. He was on a social island, stuck in the middle of these two ideals, clearly desirous of both. And this is what caused his pain, because it led to isolation and loneliness. So then, when he has the opportunity to definitively solidify his identity, both as a gangster for killing Kennedy in the eyes of the mob, while also being heralded as an all-American good guy vigilante by suburban America, he takes it. He didn't see a chance to kill. He saw a chance to matter. And what makes this so mind-blowing to me is that he takes his rage out on the middle of Oswald's body, symbolic of the place he's been stuck, that purgatory from a societal standpoint. He fires once at this area, and not again, when he easily could have bagged a point-blank headshot that would have been the orders of any mob-related hit. Even more easily, he could have shot Oswald directly in the heart. Either of these choices were available without obstruction. But he didn't take them. And at that, this wasn't even a hit. Oswald just happened to die. If you watch the video closely, and in slow motion, you see that Ruby's aim is actually even lower than where the bullet enters, because Oswald cringes upon seeing him and his body crouches down several inches. So, while the bullet strikes major blood vessels beneath the heart in the area of his diaphragm, it was intended to be even lower on the body, rather than higher. But why? Well, Ruby's intent was to become relevant in a violent manner that brought him acclaim and love from the opposing sides of society. He wanted to converge and meet him in the middle, in a way they never would previously. And when asked why he did it, why he shot Oswald, he would never speak with any great degree of sincerity. In fact, sometimes, especially toward the end, he teased us with fleeting explanations. This led most people to believe there was most certainly a conspiracy involved, and that he was just keeping his mouth shut as he agreed. But I know the only secret Jack Ruby ever tried to hide is the one that we all struggle with every day of our lives. And that's the question of who we are. It's the source of any pain humanity has ever felt, or ever will experience, until the end of time. It's the story of our plight, of our evolution, of protesters and supporters screaming at each other from opposite sides of an argument. It is the view from this lonely, cold sphere that spins eternally as we stare outward into the wonder of all the universe creates, and then wither to dust, never knowing the answer of who we truly are. That is the root of all our pain. and it's exactly what inspires a 52-year-old man watching TV in his underwear to realize that his opportunity to be in control of this world, and more importantly, his identity, is right down the street at the local jail. Yet, what I find most enlightening about this behavior, and how it parallels societal evolution, is that the manner in which Ruby assumed this identity was by destroying another person who claimed control in the same way, a.k.a. Lee Harvey Oswald shooting Kennedy. And that's our entire history. All of us, in a nutshell. We kill each other for the right to feel important. In war, at the office, and even when we pass each other on the street. We are all involved in an elaborate yet pathetic power struggle of emotions in which we've conspired to hold evolutionary value with the highest regard, yet in the absence of ever admitting it. We'll discriminate against each other until we're categorized, caged, and screaming to get out. The desire for ascension, for control among our peers, parallels the desire to be God. And in order to be God, to defeat evolution, if only momentarily, you have to be armed with a weapon that parallels, but is simultaneously diametrically opposed to, a metaphor for the act of creation. And in that light, it must take on a physical manifestation in order to be utilized. That was the gun in Jack Ruby's hand. And with it, notice the parallels. The nature of the explosive projectile firing out of the gun barrel into the abdomen is conducive to human creation through ejaculation and sexual intercourse, which is then conducive to the eruption of the so-called Big Bang that created our universe. Notice that each of these events still remains a mystery in origin, even if, in the case of the Big Bang, it is the origin. That's the reason Jack Ruby never divulged his secrets. Parallels. Because, just like humanity, ignorant of why we're here, Jack didn't really know the answers. The truth was he just kept moving and did what he was compelled to do in order to matter, to be realized as something more than a temporary projection of light in a world consumed by eternal darkness. And the reason we can't ignore this as the truth is because, in our own hearts and minds, we know that's the best we can ever hope for.